Welcome to TPTB Finance, where it's Friday and time to speak to Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
Right, it's been quite a week, maybe more of a week for Donald Trump than anybody else, but he's still there. But the normal mantra of buying the dip seems to be correct again.
Well, it seems to be working out. This market, this bull market, has tried to shake a lot of people off, and you know, even as you know, it does feel a little bit uncomfortable buying at these levels, but it has seemed to be the right strategy so far. And obviously, we had this big breakout earlier on this week. If it hadn't have been for the Trump news, I think it probably would have maintained its level over 7,500. So, yeah, buying the dip seems to have worked pretty well so far this year.
How will we know? I mean, obviously, this may have gone for years like this, but I mean, is there anything that you would change your mind that this is not a bull run with a buy on dip strategy?
I think when everyone's euphoric about the FTSE and wants to get on board, then I'm going to start to get a bit worried. Then I think up till now, everyone's been a bit skeptical of it and thinking that any moment it's going to crash. You know, you're often reading articles about how the FTSE is about to crash and it's overvalued and it's going to be like 1999 all over again and all that kind of thing. So I think when everyone's jumping on board the FTSE as a one-way bet, then I'd start to get a little bit worried. But as long as everyone's worried and anxious about it, I think I think being on the long side of the market is the right thing to do.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the charts you've sent us. First, the hourly chart, which says it all, really, doesn't it?
Well, that was yesterday, about close of business, about 4:30. So, yeah, that was looking like a pretty bullish setup there. And since then, the market's put on about 35 points. So that would have been a nice winning trade if you'd taken that one. You know, the stochastics are close to oversold. RSI is closer to oversold than overbought, so plenty of room before it gets overbought.
A bit of bullish divergence there in the RSI window as well. You had the lower low later yesterday, but higher RSI, so that worked too.
Yeah, that as well.
I should have done it myself.
Exactly,
It's easy.
So
where are we going now? I mean, what's your is it just back to the highs then?
I think it's back to the highs. I think they probably would have maintained over 7.5 if it wasn't for the news, you know, for the latest Trump thing that came out. But the market just seems to brush these things off at the moment, you know. So whilst there was a bit of a reaction to that, I don't see that lasting for long. You know, the Dow's come off from over 21,000 down to 20,600 or so. So there's plenty of room for the Dow to go back up and probably to drag the rest of the world markets with it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it back over 7.5 by the end of today.
Okay, let's have a look at the 4-hour chart, which you've also sent. And here it was a little bit not quite so clear, but I suppose just the levels of finding support just below 7,400, which was previously resistance. Is that right?
I think so. That's the way I'm looking at it. And you've got the rising MACD histogram there. You know, you've got, the way I would look at that would be the stochastics are, you know, again, I know it's quite simplistic, but then the stochastics are closer to oversold. The RSI is bouncing up a little bit and you've got the divergence on the MACD histogram. So to me, that looks like it wants to go back to its previous highs.
Right. So just a bit of a resistance around 7,480. I think that's all that you would say, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah, that's about right, yeah, because it did struggle to get through that yesterday. But, yeah, I think, it wouldn't surprise me to see it back over 7.5 by the end of today.
Okay, well, what would you be your trade of the day then? Or how would you play it for the rest of the day?
I think if we get a drop back to, it's unlikely, but if we get a drop back to about 7.425, then I'd definitely want to be going long with a target of about 7.475 and a fairly tight stop of about 7.4. But to be honest, I think that's unlikely to actually happen. I think it's unlikely for it to pull back that far.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. Tim Young, day trader at Iondo. Thank you very much for joining us and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Zach.